From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. Yemeni authorities are examining scores of packages in the search for terrorists who attempted to mail bombs to Chicago-area synagogues. Two mail bombs were intercepted Friday in Dubai and England, resulting in a British embargo on airmail from Yemen. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston tells us the two devices contained PETN, the same material used in the failed bombing aboard a Detroit-bound airliner last Christmas.
The importance of it being PETN is that it would be another little clue that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula might, in fact, be the culprits behind this. So far, no one has taken credit, but they're very well known for being master bomb makers and for using imagination and putting together their bombs. Specifically, about a little over a year ago, they tried to assassinate the head of intelligence in Saudi Arabia, and they had one of their high-ranking operatives pretend to surrender, and he actually had a bomb that was tucked inside his body, and he detonated it. The Saudi intelligence chief didn't die, but this gives you a really good example of what they're capable of.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. It is unclear if comedians Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert were able to restore sanity at their rally on the Mall today in Washington, but Stewart says he does hope they were able to make a statement about toning down partisan division and shouting.
This was not a rally to ridicule people of faith or people of activism or to look down our noses at the heartland or passionate argument or to suggest that times are not difficult and that we have nothing to fear. They are, and we do.
With the hordes gathering in Washington and other cities for rallies aimed at toning down partisan divisions, several new polls are showing voters to be divided and dissatisfied. NPR's Allison Keyes has more on what the polls are showing.
An Associated Press Knowledge Network's poll finds voters are split right down the middle over whether President Obama deserves a second term. The poll, which has tracked a group of 1,200 people since the beginning of the 2008 presidential campaign, also finds a statistical tie among Democratic voters on whether Mr. Obama should face a challenge for the 2012 presidential nomination. Two other polls, including one released yesterday by Fox News, finds the president's approval rating hovering between 41% and 45%. In both polls, about half of those surveyed disapprove of President Obama's performance, but polling numbers this early often don't predict election results. Both Presidents Clinton and Ronald Reagan had approval ratings 2 years into their terms similar to Mr. Obama's, and both were reelected. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is visiting four cities in 2 days, pushing for Democrats to go to the polls on Tuesday. His stops are in states that he carried in 2008, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Illinois, and Ohio. This is NPR News. A federal appeals court in Chicago has upheld part of the conviction of former media mogul Conrad Black. But as NPR's David Shaper reports, the appeals court has also overturned a couple of the counts upon which Black was convicted.
A three-judge panel on the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned the conviction of publishing magnate Conrad Black on two counts of fraud. But the appeals court also upheld Black's conviction on one count of fraud and one count of obstruction of justice. Black headed the Hollinger International newspaper empire, which included the Chicago Sun-Times, Canada's National Post, London's Daily Telegraph, and the Jerusalem Post, among others. He'd been charged with swindling shareholders out of tens of millions of dollars in a complex scheme involving non-compete payments to himself. In a 15-page ruling, the judges say a recent Supreme Court decision limiting honest services fraud statutes means two of the fraud convictions had to be tossed. Black has already served 2 years of a 6.5-year sentence, but was recently freed pending this appeal. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Leak repairs are forcing another delay in the launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery. It is now set to launch on Wednesday. NASA initially planned for liftoff to take place Monday, but found leaking pipe hookups near the shuttle's tail, and so they decided to delay the launch a day. One NASA official says the Wednesday launch date will give shuttle team members some breathing room to get to the poles on Tuesday. Hurricane Tomas is barreling through the eastern Caribbean, tearing off roofs and damaging power lines in the region. St. Vincent and St. Lucia were today's targets. The storm is expected to drop up to 6 inches of rain in the region. The storm is packing winds of 90 miles an hour and could strengthen before midweek. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington. Support.